This is the Super Mario theme song, a sound normally associated with children and teenagers gaming together for fun. But in Salt Lake this week, a group of adults is getting together for a video game marathon to benefit those served by the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. Here's how it works. The money is raised as people watch the 100 players online, pick game characters' names, challenge the players to difficult game sections, and enter contests to win prizes. According to RPG, or role-playing game, Limit Break organizer Brian Cook, the event has already raised $10,000 in the first 24 hours. And it all started as a group of friends wanting to not only have fun, but give back.
I think that a lot of people have a sort of negative view about video games, that it's a very selfish type of activity. And we try to dispel that a little bit through these events.
Cook says another way for people who don't want to play video games but do want to support those with mental health issues is to
really just be more accepting of the people around them and realize that, you know, it's okay to go get help. People have difficulties, but it's okay to go get help with your difficulties.
You can watch the marathon by going to our website at upr.org. The event ends Saturday night. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.